Wes, it's the last home game of the season for the Green Bay Packers and the last outdoor game. Packers-Vikings, it's going to be cold. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, we know the Packers can no longer make the playoffs, but what's at stake?
Well, first, Mike, pride. Mike McCarthy said so much this week with these guys. I mean, they're playing out the season. There's a lot of guys in this locker room are fighting for jobs, fighting for really just the credibility of a season here and trying to finish on a high note. But more than that, Mike, I think it also is for these young players, the young guys on the roster, their running backs, these young receivers, the secondary. Different guys in different positions that maybe haven't had a lot of opportunities this season that could potentially be getting on the field in this game against the Vikings and next week against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, and there's a lot at stake in this game for the Minnesota Vikings. They are the NFC North champions, but they are fighting for a first-round bye and possibly the number one seed, one game behind the Philadelphia Eagles. But they also have the Rams, the Saints, the Panthers all right on their tail to try to take that first-round bye from them. So the Minnesota Vikings have a heck of a lot to play for. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Mike Daniels, Mike Spofford. That's who I think is going to be the guy to watch in this one. And for two reasons. One, Daniels was picked as the first alternate for the Pro Bowl. If you know anything about the history of the Pro Bowl, especially now that they moved the Super Bowl the week after the Pro Bowl, that gives him a pretty good chance at actually getting to Orlando. But that being said, there's a lot of motivation for him, too, against this Minnesota Vikings offense that probably had a little bit too much time in terms of protecting Case Keenum in the first matchup. If he can come out, get some inside pressure, finish this year on a high note on a personal level, could be a big game for Mike Keenum.
Yeah, and my player to watch is rookie running back Aaron Jones. We saw last week against the Carolina Panthers, the first two times he touched the ball, a 20-yard run, a 23-yard run. He only got one other carry after that. I think there are a lot of regrets that Aaron Jones did not run the ball more in Carolina. I look for him. You know, he was injured a good stretch of when Brett Hundley was the quarterback. We haven't really seen him at full strength with Hundley since the New Orleans Saints game when he broke that early touchdown run and gave the Packers a shot there. So I'm looking at that rookie running back from UTEP. And Wes, I say the Packers win if they can break a couple of big runs in the running game. And that's why I picked Aaron Jones as my player to watch in the previous segment. And also because you look at what happened to the Minnesota Vikings down in Carolina. Jonathan Stewart broke a 60-yard touchdown run. Cam Newton broke a 62-yard run to set up the winning touchdown. This Vikings defense leaked a couple of big runs, and that's what led to the end of their winning streak down there in Carolina. I think if the Packers can break a couple of big runs like that against one of the top rushing defenses in the league, they've got a shot.
Yeah, Mike, and I think the Packers win this game if Brett Hundley can carry over the momentum he's established in Cleveland into this game against the Minnesota Vikings. That first matchup against them when Hundley had to sub in for an injured Aaron Rodgers, actually the Packers were in that contest, but he threw three interceptions. If he protects the football, makes the plays that are there. Now, mind you, it's going to be cold. The ball probably won't be thrown a lot, but if he makes the plays that are there, I think the Packers can find a way to really pull that. I guess it would be an upset is what you would call it.
Yeah, and the Packers definitely need to handle the weather conditions as the home team better than an indoor team like the Vikings. But with that, we will sign off on Final Thoughts, but be sure to follow all of our coverage of Saturday night's game on Packers.com and on all of your social media channels. Thanks for watching, everybody, and enjoy the ball game.